Okay, Shalom Rabos. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Zayin. We are here at the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We just started the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said that you're allowed to save the outer covering of a Sefer Torah and its filling bag from the fire, even if there was money inside of them. And the Gemara had recorded, the Mishnah recorded a machlokas as well in terms of where you can hide, where you can save these items. When you're taking them out, where can you go into? From Rishus HaYochid into what? The Machlokas, as we'll see, is between Ben Becerra and the Tanakama. The Tanakama says it's Mavush Enu Mefulash. Ben Becerra says it's a Mavui, an alleyway that is Mefulash. We'll have to define that, what that is today. Then the Gemara had brought a Machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Berokha, and the Chachamim in terms of how much of the Korban Pesach you can cut when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, like it does this year. Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, we'll have to deal with this halacha, Mitz Hashem, in 9 months. So, or whatever, whatever the math is. So the machlokas is over there, is that when it falls out on Shabbos, obviously you can shecht it because you're allowed to, you have to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. But how wide can you make the incision? How far can you go in order to remove the fats that need to go onto the Mizbeach? Rabbi Yishmael had said only up until, let's say, the sternum or the rib cage or the breast of the animal, and the Chachamim said you could take off all of it, you could take off all the skin. And the Chachamim had said there's a pasuk, Ki Paul Hashem Lamano, and Rabbi Yishmael had said, because that's the Tzorach Gavoa, as soon as you get up to, the sternum or the breast, you can already take out all of the fats that you need, and so that you're ready, you've done what you needed. So the Gemara said, now we are 5 lines up from the bottom, Amar Rav Chisda. The Gemara wants to know how the Rabbanan can defend or kind of try and advance their Shita. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Mar Ukva, Mai Ahadu Le Lechavre, the Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Berokha. What would they argue? What would they say to him? And this is why it's relevant to our Mishnah. So Hachi Kamrile, this is what they would say to him. Im Matzilin Tik HaSefer, Im HaSefer, right? If you're allowed to save the Sefer Torah cover with the cover, right? Again, implying is that even though, as Rashi says, even though sheyesh betocho maos, even though there is money inside of it, lo nifshit is a pesach me'oro. Certainly, we should be able to take off the entire hide of the animal, right? Because you see that, as Rashi says over here, right? Bitmiya mishum tzorich gavoa lo shori tzorich hedyo behedyo. Right, because of some tzorach gavoa, you see that we allow tzorach hedyo. Right, if you're doing the same action, right, what are you doing? You're taking the sefer Torah out of the fire, so you're allowed to take it out, even if you're going to end up taking out money, which is your tzorach, not tzorach gavoa. But you see that the two can be done together. So why can't you just cut the entire animal? Again, we explained that because when you cut the entire animal, so either you're saving it from getting gross and disgusting. Getting smelly, right? It's advantageous to the person to take off the skin. So the Gemara says, no, me dummy, that's not a good comparison between our Mishnah in that case of cutting open a Korban Pesach. Hasam tiltul hacha malacha. There, oh hasam, by the case of, carrying out the Sefer Torah, Rashi says, tiku mos tekamaisi raya mine tiltul ba'amahu, that's just carrying. Hacha, over here, by Korban Pesach, what are you doing? Rashi says, malacha gemura. Right, it's a Darabanan versus a Daraisa. Cutting open, Mechatech, right, it's one of the Avshata, is one of the Avos Malachos. Right, but over there, you're just talking about carrying something out and there's a fire. That's a Darabanan. It's not comparable at all. So Amar Rashi, Rashi says, no, actually, Betarti Pligi. Actually, there are 2 Machloksim here between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim that one of them we have not discussed yet. And this is the argument that the Chachamim put forward. Pligi b'tiltul, u pligi b'malacha. They argue in terms of moving, and they also argue in terms of actually doing the malacha of Havshata. And this is what he's saying to him. The Chachamim are saying to Rabbi Yishmael, im matzilin tik sefer min sefer, if you're allowed to take the tik, the cover of the Sefer Torah with the Sefer Torah, lo nitatel or agav basar, are you not allowed to also move the or the skin because of the meat? Right, again, the machlokas is, right, the one, first of all, in terms of cutting, but according to Rav Ashi, it is also a machlokas that, I guess, what's one side of it? Rabbi Shmuel would say that, which one? Right. Betarti pligi. If you look at Rashi, betarti pligi. To asur Rabbi Shmuel ataltar Pesach achar shahotzi emurov. Rabbi Shmuel, not only does he forbid you to cut the entire animal open, he also offers you to move it after you've taken out the proper insides to offer them on the korban. You're not allowed to even move it out of the sun because the skin is not bartiltul, because you're not allowed to move the skin. And the Chachamim say, no, you are allowed to move it. You are allowed to move it. So the Chachamim are saying, well, wait a minute. Shouldn't you agree that you're allowed to move it? Because you see that if you're saving a Sefer Torah, you should also be able to save the skin, save the cover. So why can't you save the animal, right, the flesh that may rot, even though you're not really supposed to move the skin, right? You should save the skin just like it covers the animal, just like the Sefer Torah's cover covers the Sefer Torah. And lo nital tal agav basar. So the Gemara says, one second, me dummy. So you know what, that's cute, but that's not comparable either. Hasam nase basis davar hamuter. There, by the Sefer Torah, the cover is a basis for something that's mutter, i.e. the Sefer Torah. Hacha nase basis davar aser. Here, the skin is a basis for something that's aser, i.e. the Korban Pesach. Right, the Korban Pesach is not you're not allowed to eat it. Right, you have to eat the Korban Pesach at night time. So it's muktzah on Shabbos. So the concept again, I'm not sure if we discussed the concept of bosses. There's a concept of a bosses is a support, is something that's underneath. Right? The best example of a bosses is the tray underneath the candelabra. So the tray is just a tray. That's not muktzah. That's not aser at all. But it's a bosses. It's a support. It's a base for something that is muktzah. So that's going to be aser to move as well. So if it's a basis of davar hamutar, then you can move it, obviously. And that's what we're saying by the Sefer Torah there. That's why you can move the covering. But if it's a basis of davar ha'asr, like the meat is muktzah, so you shouldn't be able to move the or, you should not be able to move the skin, and that's not a good comparison at all. So the Gemara says, Ela ha'chi kamerle. So therefore, rather, this was the logic. In matzilin tikshal sefer, in ma'sefer, v'afal pishiyesh mos, betochu mos, right? If you can save the Sefer Torah's cover with the Sefer, even though there's money inside of it, lo nitalto or agav basar, should you not be able to take and save the meat? Right, again, the same idea that the Sefer Torah cover is a basar to something that's muktzah, i.e. the money. So too, you should be able to take the or, which is the skin, which is a basar to something that's aser, the meat. So Gemara says, midami, no, that's not comparable either. Because hasam nase basis lo davar ha'aser vit davar ha'mu'ulu davar ha'mutter. There, the case of the Sefer Torah, right, the cover is a basis for the Torah and the money. That's a davar mutter and a davar aser. The din is, by basis lo davar ha'mutter ve'aser, that you are allowed to move it. If you have, let's say, the candelabra again, and a tray underneath. But you have, I don't know, an apple on the tray as well. So that's a davar ha'aser ve'amutter, and that you are allowed to move. But here, b'hacha, here, back in the Gemara, hacha, by the case of the meat and the skin, so kulo nasis basa davra asr, the whole skin is davra asr, the meat is mukta, there's nothing that is mutter inside or in that animal at all, so it's not comparable whatsoever. So the Gemara says, ala hachi kamarle, rather, this is actually the logic. Im v'yantik sheyesh b'socho mos me'alma lahatzil bo sefer Torah. This is something we have not talked about. But if you're allowed, and it is, the Gemara is assuming that you are allowed, that you're allowed to bring a tik out from outside the house, right? Let's say you have a Sefer Torah lying there that has no cover, right? And you want to take it, right? Because I'll say, for whatever reason, for many, I'm not sure if it would apply here in the case of a fire, but let's assume it would, that a person really shouldn't touch the klaf of a Sefer Torah. For whatever reason. So let's say you want to bring a cover from outside, and that Sefer Torah cover happens to have money in it. So you're allowed to bring it in from outside to save a Sefer Torah. So lo nitaltal or agav basar. Because there the case is, you're bringing the Torah cover with money inside of it. You don't have the Torah inside of it yet, so it's a basar is a davar ha'aser. So why shouldn't you be able to move the skin that has meat inside as well? Vikufa minalan, and where do you actually know that you can do that, to bring a Sefer Torah cover with money inside of it? So, ilim the hecha de isbelo shadi lehu, and if you'll tell me, you can learn it from the fact that when there is money inside the Sefer Torah, you don't need to take the money out, right? So, asuyinami maisinon. So, then therefore, you are allowed to bring Torah cover with money inside of it from outside the house, midami, that's not comparable at all. Because here in the first case, there is a fire. The reason you can take the Torah out is because you can take a fire. Right? But if you're bringing the Sefer Torah if you're bringing the cover with money to the Sefer Torah, why don't you just take the money out as you're going over to the house, right? You're going to get a cover from two houses down. Just on the way over, just dump out the money. What are you talking about? That doesn't make sense. Where did you learn that halacha that you're allowed to bring a Sefer Torah cover with money? So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Bar Baravashi, rather, meaning that premise is not good at all. That doesn't work. That whole premise doesn't work. How do you know that you're allowed to bring a Sefer Torah with money from outside the house? So, Ella rather, Amar Bar Baravashi, La'olam Kedabrinu Meikara. Really, let's go back to how we originally said that the Machlokas is not both by tiltal and by cutting, that rather the Machlokas is just by cutting the Korban Pesach. And we said, really, the Chachamim wanted to prove from our Mishnah that you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah cover out with a Sefer Torah. What was the problem with the comparison? We said, right, you have tiltal on one hand, which seems to be at the Rabbanim, and here we have an actual malacha. Right, the whole question was, right, something derabanan versus something deraisa. The case is where you don't need the or, you don't need the skin, and the only reason that you are cutting the animal is for the stuff inside, and you're not even going to keep the skin. You don't need it whatsoever. What is that? How does that help us? So this is interesting. Where is it? Right, Rashi says, if you look at Dibur Maskil, the Kakashi Lecha, Lo Boy Le Or, Eino Torch Lo Or, Ve Eino Miskavein, Lahavshi Mishum Or. It's a Dover She Eino Miskavein. Fascinating. There's a lot to talk about, whether this is, let's see the end of the Gemara, then we'll just comment for a second. This Gemara says, Ay, Vabai, Rabbi Dhamma Termayo, Mother Rabbi Shom, Psychratia Lo Yamos. Right, but isn't it a Psychratia? You're cutting the animal, right? And you're taking off the skin the whole time, right? You want it. What do you want to do? You want it for? You don't need the skin. You just want the stuff inside, right? But the hafshata that you're doing is psikresha. But you're literally doing the hafshata. So the Gemara says the shakalei. The case is where you're taking it thin straps or strips, I guess, thin slices. And Rashi says if that's not the normal way of doing it, so therefore it's Rashi says if you look at the chitichos dakos mafshit v'chodech the ein derech avshata b'kach, you're not doing it. That's not the way they did avshata. Avshata would take off, I guess, whole big pieces of the skin. V'lav malachai el shvus. That's not. Not only is it a tolda, it's not even an isra d'araisa, it's only d'rabbanan. So therefore, you're dealing with one d'rabbanan in our Mishnah. The case of cutting the Korban Pesach open is also d'rabbanan, and therefore you can learn one to the next. The Rishonim have a long arichos here. First of all, psikresha is usually when you're doing one action and you have a different result. Right, the classic psikresha case, if you're dragging a bench, and you're making a ditch, if it's a psikresha, so fine. What are you doing? You're dragging. Are you doing choresh? Not really. But if it's a psikresha, so then Rabbi Shimon would be modeh. Well, here you're literally cutting the skin off the animal. That's not a psikresha, that's literally what you're doing. In the case of the bench, you're dragging the bench to get it from one place to another, and you also are making a ditch. Here you're literally cutting, you're doing the havshata. So what do you mean psikresha? It's a very strange thing. It's a psikresha. Also, doesn't necessarily sound like Davar Shein Miskavein. Probably it should be more accurately Davar Shein Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Right, you're doing a melacha, but it's not the intent. That's not what you wanted. You're doing it for another reason. Depending on how you understand the Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, you're not doing it perhaps for the reason that in the Mishkan, etc. Unclear exactly, and the Rishonim do talk about it. Fine, but either way. That's all we'll say over there, and definitely what to look at on the Gemara here. But okay, either way, let's go by there. Now, we had said before, where are you allowed to take out the Sefer Torah and the cover with the money and all the stuff? Where are you going from? So you're going from Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Question is, where are you going into? So the Machlokas was, in the Mishnah, we said either to a Mavui, an alleyway that was mefulash, or that's an alleyway that is not mefulash. So mefulash means open. The question is, what does that mean? What does that mean, open? Now let's just get to give a little background. So basically, back in the day, they used to have a bunch of houses around the chatzer, and then the chatzer would lead into an alleyway that would lead into the Rishus Harabim. Now, in general, not always, but let's say the alleyway was usually, let's say if you can imagine a little gated community almost. So you have a street going down the middle, and you have courtyards and front yards and houses, and let's say there's a wall around the community. So the alleyway, if you can imagine, the alleyway usually would have three walls, right, three sides to it, right? Not obviously a door is leading into the chatzeros, but let's say three sides, three walls on each side, and then the open side would go into Rishus Harabim. Chazal were nervous that if people carried from their chatzer, from their front yard, into the alleyway, into the mavui, so since a lot of courtyards and houses share that mavui, it would seem like Rishus Harabim. They would think that you're allowed to carry into Rishus Harabim. So Chazal said, and we'll definitely do this in Erev in a bit more, but that you need to put some sort of heker, some sort of reminder by the end of the alleyway. And that's either a korah or a lechi. A lechi is a vertical piece of wood starting from the bottom going up, or a korah is something that goes across on top. And again, this is oversimplifying it. But either way, you need some sort of some way to recognize that you're going from the Mavui into Rishus Harabim, and therefore you can carry, and then you can carry into the Mavui. Now, if a Mavui is Mefulash, which means it's open on both sides, right? You can imagine a long alleyway, and it's not only open on one side, but not on both sides, so that is more problematic. That is more problematic, and we're going to discuss exactly, so what does it mean that it should be open or not open, mefulash or ainu mefulash. So let's just see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says straight off the bat, hechi dami mefulash, hechi dami ainu mefulash. What does that mean? Excuse me. Usually, again, the standard in the Gemara, when you say that if it's ainu mefulash, that means, again, which one is that? It's not open. Yeah. And mefulash means opened up, right? You can walk through. So mefulash usually refers to something that is open on both sides, as I mentioned, and ainu mefulash usually refers to something that is open on one side. But mestama, that can't be what we mean over here, because as we're going to point out, that an alleyway that's open on both sides is really, it's hard to fix, it's hard to remedy, right? For sure, people, Mestama, the Gemara is assuming that it can't mean literally mefulash and mefulash, because when you have an alleyway that's open on two sides, it's not so posh that you can carry in there regardless of any tikkun that you do. So the Gemara wants to know, what is exactly this mefulash and mefulash? So Amar Rav Chisda, shalosh mechitos and shnei lechayin, if you have three walls and two lechis, again, we said the lechi is, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's 10 tefachim up on one side of, let's say, from the ground up. Let's say if you have a doorway, so on the right side of the doorway, you have, from the ground up, you have a piece of wood going 10 tefachim. So if Rav Chisda says if you have two, i.e. one on each side of the doorway, excuse me, so that is ainu mefulash. That is a closed, that is an unopened alleyway. And that's the shita of the Tanakhama. So, but shalosh mechitzos for lechi echad, but if you only have one lechi, meaning one pole on one side of the alleyway, on the doorway into the Rishus Harabim, so that is going to be considered mefulash, and that is what Ben Becerra's shita says, that you're allowed to carry the same vetera in there. Vetera v'ayo li v'darabi Eliezer. And both of these opinions, Tanakhama and Ben Becerra, both hold like Rabbi Eliezer. What's Rabbi Eliezer? Shita, like this Mishnah. As the Mishnah says, Hechsher Mavui. How do you fix a Mavui to allow people in general to carry into on Shabbos? So Beishame Omen Lechi and Korah. Beishame says you need both a Lechi, which is, again, the thing, the vertical beam on the side of the doorway, and a Korah is a beam that goes on top, so you need both of those. Beis Hillel Omrim, O Lechi O Korah. Beis Hillel says you need either or. Rabbi Elazar says you need Shnei Lechayim, you need two Lechis. So therefore, the Machlokes is that, according to Tanakhama, you need a proper situation, a proper setup, right? A closed mavoi with two lechis. And Rav Ben Becerra says you can even do it with a corridor that has one, or an alleyway that has one lechi. So Amar Le Rabba says, Rav Chista, what are you talking about? Shalosh mechitzas v'lechi echad mefulash kares le. Are you going to call a mavoi that has three mechitza, three walls, and one lechi mefulash? That's open? Right? So if that's true, so why don't we, the Chazal, why don't the Rabbanan, excuse me, allow us to save not only Sifrei Torah, but food and drink? Right, what's that referring to? So the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chaf, which we're going to see soon, is that there's a machlokes in terms of how much food you're allowed to save from a burning building. Let's say there's no Sifrei Torah, but you're Rachman Litzlan, a person's house is burning down. How much food can you take? So Chazal say, the Rabbanan are of the opinion that you can bring into a chatzar that has that has an eruv. But Becerra says you can bring into a chatzar where it has no eruv. But again, the Chachamim talk about a chatzar, not a mavui, implying that a mavui is no good. So, but if you're telling me that if three mechitzos and one lechi is mefulash, so how does that work, first of all, in terms of the language? And second of all, if that's really the case, so why don't the Chazal allow us to bring, why don't the Rabbanan hold that you can bring food into it, right? Seemingly, that's a good mavui. That should be something you can carry into. So Rabba says, you know what, I don't like that interpretation, so therefore it's like this. Shtei mechitzos v'shnei lechayim, if you have two walls and two lechis, one on each side, zeh mavui she'enu mufulash. That's a mavui that's open. And that's Ben Becerra's shita that you can do it. And Tanakhama says you cannot bring it in there. Shnei mechitzas for lechi echad. Sorry, that's closed. My bad. That's closed. One lechi on each side, two walls, one lechi on each side. That is enu mefulash. That's closed. That's the Tanakhama shita. Ben Becerra says no. Shnei mechitzas for lechi echad. If the mavui has two walls and one lechi, that's a mavui mefulash, and that's what Ben Becerra says you can bring the Torah into. V'tavayu alibidar Yehuda, and both of them hold like Rabbi Yehuda. What price is that? If you look back, we didn't quote Rabbi Yehuda yet. So it's like this. Titania, yeser al kain, more than this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, mi sheyesh lo shnei batim, mi shnei tzidi rishus harabim. If you have two houses on either side of rishus harabim, osa lechem ikan velechem ikan, you can put a lechem on one side of the street and a lechem on the other side of the street. O korem ikan, korem ikan, or put a korem, right, going on top. So venose, venote, and emsa, and a person can carry from both houses back and forth. Amru lo, the Chacham said to him, no, in ma'arvin rishus harabim bekach, you can't just put up a lechi or kora in rishus harabim. So that's the shita that they're arguing within, and that's the machogas between the Tanakhama and Ben Becerra. Amru lo, Abaye said to Rabba, what are you talking about? The didach nami the rabbana natzilos ocho ochlen mashkin. If you're telling me that that's a mavui, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, a mavui that has two walls and two lechis, according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita, who says that you can even do that in a shus harabim. So why, again, same question, why would the Chachamim say you can only save the ochlen mashkin into a chatzer and not into this mavui? So ela amaravashi shalosh mechitzos v'lechi echad. If you have three walls and one lechi, ze mavui she'enu mufulash. That's an open mavui. Gimel mechitzos. Sorry, I keep on doing that. That's a closed mavui. Gimel mechitzos below lechi, but three walls and no lechi, zeh mavui ol mufulash. That is a mavui that is open, and that's what Ben Becerra says you can bring it into. Afilu Rabbi Eliezer, dam rabina lechayim, and even according to Rabbi Eliezer, it requires lechayim, two lechis, animili lochim mashkin. That's only for food and drink. I'll say for Torah, b'chad lechi sogi, but even according to the Sefer Torah, if you're taking out the Sefer Torah, then you would agree that one lechi is enough, and that's the Tanakhama Shita. Ben Becerra would argue and say that you don't even need a lechi. You don't even need a lechi for that. Okay, new Mishnah. Matzila Mazon Gimel Sudos. Again, we said that this is going to be a little bit later, but the Mishnah does mention it as well right here. Matzila Mazon Shalosh Sudos. If there's a fire in the house, so Chazal said you're allowed to take out food for three meals, right? And Rashi says over here. I take it back, but Pshat is meaning because how many meals you need on Shabbos? Three. So you're allowed to take out whatever you need for Shabbos, three meals. Sudos haroi la'adam la'adam haroi la'behema gimel sudos. Sorry, roi la'adam la'adam roi la'behema la'behema. Whatever food is ready for a person, you can take it for people. Food that's fit for animals, you can take it for animals. There's a exactly what that means. It's a discussion amongst the commentaries in terms of whether the gimel sudos is on people or also on animals. It could be, right? There's a din that if you have pets, so you really need to feed your pets before you feed yourself, right? That's a din. Whatever. So it could be that the gimel sudos is going on the animals as well. Okay, pashtus is that that's the shalash shudos is going on people, and the Mishnah is just continuing and saying that you can also take out food for animals. Okay, ketzad, how does that work? So enough with the lake of the Leila Shabbos. Let's say Rechmana Litzlan on the fire is Friday night. So matzilin mazon gimel sudos b'shachris. If it found out on shachris, the matzilin mazon beis sudos. Then you can, right, you only have two meals left. You can only take out enough for two meals. But mincha, if it, let's say the fire happened close to mincha time, so then mazon suda achas only shalosh shudos. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says no. Lola matzilin mazon shalosh sudos. You can always take out three meals, and we'll see what his shita, what his logic is. In a minute. So Gemara says, Mirchti, let's see. Behetir Katarach. Right, when a person is taking out his food, he's Beheter. He's bothering himself. The Tircha that he's doing is Beheter. Food is not Mukta. So, Natsil Tvei. So, why don't you let him take more than that? Right, we're not allowing him, we're not permitting him to take something, you know, as a chesed to, you're taking out a Mukta item or relaxing some Durabana. He's taking out food. Right, he's going into a Chatzer, Vistama. Stam is going to a chatzer, right? There's an eruv there. There's no iser here. What's the problem? I didn't take out all the food, so or whatever he needs. So Amarava mitoch shadam bol amamono. This we've mentioned before because a person sometimes gets a little shtick on nuts about his property. Ishar slay asi the kaguya. And if you allow him to take out more things, he may come to put the fire out, right? He may forget, right? He may come to extinguish the fire, and that would be a problem. I said to Rava, what are you talking about? Allah had Tanya. We learned the Rabbi said that Nishbara Lochavis Brosh Gago. If a barrel breaks, a barrel filled with wine, I assume. Usually it's wine. Yeah, okay. Fine. A barrel filled with wine, let's say wine. Let's see Rashi. Okay, either way. What's it called? This is a barrel filled with wine or produce, let's say wine. And it broke on the top of a roof. Maybe kli u'meniach tachteh, you can bring a kli and put it underneath. What's it called? U'bilvad shlo yavi kli acher v'yiklot. As long as you don't bring another kli and catch the dripping liquid while it falls and gather it from the air. Right, again, you can put it underneath. Let's say it's on towards the edge of the roof, so you can put a kli underneath it to catch the stuff, but you can't put it in the middle of the air to catch the wine that's falling out. Or kli acher v'yitzaref. You can't, or you also can't hold another, use another kli to kind of support the wine and get it as it falls over, right through the gutter, let's say. And you can't put it, the kli next to the gutter, right? You have to leave the kli on the bottom. Hasa maigzeri, you go, what's the purpose of that? Right? You're not doing anything else. If you tell me that all the Xeris and Chachamim are only in the case where something is Asr, where something is Mukta, like I say in Fetaro, so we have a Xer over here. There's a certain way you have to catch the wine. What's the difference where you put the Kli? The middle of the air, by the lip of the roof, on the floor in the Chatzer. There's nothing Asr here. So it's a problem. So Achanam, Xer, Shema, Yavi, Kli, Derech, Shisarabim. So simply, there's a case, that there's a concern that a person will bring a Kli, Derech, Shisarabim. Therefore, that's why we, what's it called? What's up, Shad? Who cares? How does that, therefore, the way you bring, put the kalim to collect the wine, impacted? Rashi says, okay, nechon. Because Rashi says, Midokshu Machzer, Kalim Harbe, Yishkach Viyavi. Because if we allowed you to collect the wine in all these different manners, right, so you might bring a ton of kalim to make sure you didn't lose a single drop, and then you're going to look for more kalim, and then you might go into Rishus Rabin to bring even more kalim. So they allowed you one way to save the wine, but not many, so that the Chazal, again, we were concerned that it may come and lead to that. Okay. Fine. So that, meaning that's how Rava would answer Abaye's question, because there was a concern here that, again, it's just like we have a concern that you may come to put out the fire, so too you have a concern that you may bring another kli from Rishus HaRabim. Okay, Gufa, let's see. Let's go back to something we just said. Nishbar alu chavis barosh gago, maybe kli v'niach tachteh ablovat shalai avi kli achar v'yiklot, kli achar v'yitzarev. Okay, so again, this whole idea with if you have a barrel and the wine breaks and you're only allowed to save it if you put the kli in the chatzar and not in any other way. Nizdam lo orchim, let's say he has guests and he needs wine, so maybe kli achar v'kolei. Then he already can bring another kli and start catching the wine as it drips through the air. Kli achar matarif, or another kli that you can get it and as it drips right off the roof. V'lo yiklo v'achar kach yasmin, but you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't catch the wine and then bring the guests. El yasmin v'achar kach yiklo. Rather, you should invite your guests and then go get the wine. But don't play a game. Don't play a scheme. Right? Actually invite the guests. Don't, invite guests and then be like, oh, I need to serve the wine, but you're not going to serve the wine to the guests. Right? Don't scheme around. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda amru marimen. Rabbi Yossi actually says that you can play this game. You actually can play the game and save all the wine in that manner. Laimah plugged to the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Come if the game, maybe they're arguing in the similar machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua, sorry. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Osov Yespino Shanachu Labor. Let's say you have an animal and its child that fell into a boar, into a pit. It is on Yontif. The din is Osov Yespino, those Sushchatu Biyom Mechad. You are not allowed to shecht two animals. In what day? In one day. The Gemara says you're not allowed to take an animal out of a pit on Yontif unless you're going to shecht it. That's the Gemara in Beitza. So therefore, you can't get both animals out of the pit because you can't shecht both of them. So what do you do? The Ezra says, Malas Harishon al Manas l'shechto. You bring out the first one on condition that you're going to shecht it. And the second animal you can feed in the pit so that it doesn't die. Rabbi Shua says no, you can scheme it, you can scheme the game. Rig the game. Malin is a rishon al manas shochto ve'eno shochto. You can take the first one out being like, I'm going to shecht this one. I ve'eno shochto. He doesn't actually have to shecht it. Umarim, and you can scheme it up, you can play a scam, and then Malin is a sheni, and take up the second one. Or they can say, I didn't want to shecht it. Rashi says, Motilo alila shem chavero shamei mimenu. You can say, well, you know what, this animal is not as fat as I thought it was going to be. Let's take the other one, because I think that one's fatter. Okay, you can say something that you didn't need to shecht it. Ratzazeh shochet, at that point, right, when both of them are out of the pit, so then you can shecht whichever one you want. Right. Obviously, again, just in terms of lamdus, so the machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yehoshua, is how do you look at these actions? Do you look at it in a vacuum? Right? The bringing of the cow out of the thing, is it in a vacuum? It is a singular event, or do you combine the entire scenario into one full action? So if you look at each individual event, so Rabbi Yehoshua says, sure, take the animal out, you're going to shecht it. Now what do you got? You got one animal out, and you got one animal in the pit. Well, the animal that you have out of the pit, you don't really want to shecht. You decide it's not as fat. So you can bring the other animal out because you're going to shecht it. Rabbi Elazar says, no, what are you talking about? You can't look at the entire event. Okay, either way. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how do you know that the two machloksim, the machlokas, whether you can pull the scheme by the barrel of wine and by the two animals in the pit, how do you know that's the same machlokas? Because right, again, we wanted to say that maybe this is the same machlokas. So Dilma Akan Lo Ka'amar Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer only says by the case of the animals that you're not allowed to pull a scam. The Efshir Parnasa could how? Because what's your an easy fix? You just pull one animal out and feed the other one, keep it alive, and then you take it out after Yontif, and it'll be fine. Abahacha the Lo Efshir. But here, right, there's no way for you to save all of the wine without putting multiple kalim down. So then maybe not. So maybe he wouldn't say that it's also to do this scheme, right? Maybe make it right. Parnasa, right? Money is Chazal were very choshesh for the money of Am Yisrael. So maybe he would say it's mutter. Then Vad Kamlo Kamar Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would only say it's mutter by the case of the cows or the animals. Mishumti Yigetzar by the Chaim, because you have Tzar by the Chaim. You leave an animal in a pit, right? Until after Yontif, it's not so pleasant. But here, by the wine, there's no issue. There's no halachic concern here, aside from the monetary loss. So maybe low. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua would not allow you to pull this scam, and therefore we have no idea if the machlokes is the same. Machlokes. Okay. Tanu Rabbana. Hitzil pas nekia, ein matzil pas hardor. If a person, again, we say you can only take out three meals. So if you took out really fine bread, really the flour was fine, but very, very fine and fancy bread, you're not allowed to take out less fancy bread. Pas hadra, but if you took out some mediocre bread, then matzil pas nekia, then you are allowed to take out better bread, because a person can say that maybe he just didn't want to eat that bread. He'd prefer the fancier and better breads. Matzilim Yom Kippur, the Shabbos. You can save food on Yom Kippur for Shabbos if it's Erev Shabbos. If Yom Kippur is Erev Shabbos. Avalomi Shabbos to Yom Kippur. But you're not allowed to save food from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, because if Yom Kippur is Sunday, because obviously that's not going to be eaten until Monday. That's already, you can get other food, etc., etc. You don't need to save this food dafka. Certainly you can't save food from Shabbos to Yantif, right? Shabbos Yantif is Tzorech Ochol Nefesh, it's Mutter, Malachos are Mutter, or you can get food on Yantif. Follow me Shabbos to Shabbos Haba, and you also can't save food from this Shabbos for the next Shabbos. Tanur Rabbanan with Andina Braisa. Shachach Pas B'Tanur. If you forgot bread in an oven, V'Kidei Shalav Zayom, and then Shabbos fell, right? It was actually, it ended up being Shabbos, and the bread is still in the oven. So Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Sudos. He can take out three meals. Enough bread for three meals. But he can tell other people, come and take three meals for yourself. Right? If you have, I don't know, nine pieces of bread in there, so you can take three, and you can take three, and you can take three, and you get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car. Okay, maybe not. Fine. And when he takes out the bread, he shouldn't take it out with the pan, if you can imagine a big wooden baker's pan that they take out bread with. Right? Don't take it out with that. Rather, just take it out with a knife. Somehow, take it with some other utensil. The Gemara says, "Ain't that really true? You really have to use a knife." Don't do any malacha. Right, taking bread out of the oven is not a malacha. It's a chachma. It's an extra. Apparently, it's like a special skill that a person has to do. So it's not actually a malacha. Why it's not asur? Meaning it's not asur deraisa. So why did Chazal require you to do like a shinui, right, with a knife, as opposed to the regular, you know, bread baking? Not spatula, but whatever that word is, but the stick, utensil that the baker uses. So Gemara says, "Kamen afshe deshnuy mashnina." So that's a good idea. That in a chinami, you're right. It's a din rabbanan. But as much as you can kind of change and show that this is not mutter, so that's always good. Right? That's always good. I forget which rishon it is. So I think one of them says that it's an end of uvda dechol here. That's the halachic mechanism. I mean, it's not just a nice idea, right? There's a halachic basis for whenever you should, kama de esha the shniyah mashninan. I forget. I'm browsing through Rashi here. I don't think it's here. I don't see it. So one of the Rishonim, I think, if I'm not mistaken, says it's the chol. Okay, either way, fine. Vaita. Amar of Chizda. Rav Chizda says, "Olam Yashkim Adam Lo Tzas Shabbos." That is a little bit of Musar for the day. Person should get up early to take care of what he has to do for Shabbos. I'm a stumble on Friday morning. Shneimar Zbazik says, "Sorry, I lost the place." Yeah, Vayab Yom Hashishi Veichinu Es Hashem Yaviv. Pazik says, "By when Am Yisrael got the man, they got the double portion, and they should prepare what they got." So the Gemara says, La'alter, they should do it right away. Meaning, don't wait around. That they got the mon on Erev Shabbos, and you should, they went about preparing the Shabbos meal. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba, Bashabbos chayev adam l'tzoa al shtei kikaros. And the minhag that we're all familiar with, that when a person has a meal on Shabbos, you need to take two challahs. Right, the chtiv, what's the pasuk? Why? How do you know? That's from the man. I don't know if you knew that. From the man. From Erev Shabbos, it fell the chtiv lechem mishnah. Right, on Erev Shabbos, they got a double portion, and that's how we commemorate when we have two challahs. Amar Rav Ashi, Chazina leder Rav Kahana, denakatarti batza chada. I saw Rav Kahana, he would hold both challahs in his hand, but he would only cut one of them. Amar, as he says, laktu ksiv. When it says laktu dvaryam biyamo, they gathered the man, right, the double, the lecha mishnah, laktu lecha mishnah, I think the pasuk is. But right, it doesn't say that they ate lecha mishnah, right? Obviously, they had one for Friday, one for Shabbos. So Rashi says the mashma achiza aval betzila loksiv. It doesn't say that they actually ate both portions. That would make sense. So to commemorate that, Rav Kahana says that Rav Ashi says that Rav Kahana would hold both challahs, but would only dish out one of them. Rabbi Zeira avabata akula shirusa. Rabbi Zeira would make take out a piece enough for the entire meal. Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, aiva mechzi ke Rav Sanusa. Right, it seems like he's starving. Like he's Rav Sanusa. He's a glutton. He's pounding food over here. So I'm like, no, Kevin the Chol Yom Lo Avid. Since he doesn't do that usually, but I didn't know who the Kavid, and he's doing it now. Lo Nafzi Ke Rav Sanusa. It doesn't look like someone who's like starving. So it's not inappropriate. Right, he doesn't do it all the time. You can tell it's special for Shabbos. Let's get to the two dots. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Kimikra Lahu Rifta De Ruva. Whenever the air of bread would come to them, as we mentioned before, I don't remember, but an air of chatzeros basically is, if you can imagine the setup we had before, right, a bunch of houses into a bunch of front yards, a bunch of chatzeros, right, in one, let's say, little gated community. So to carry from chatzer to chatzer, from the house to the chatzer, you would need to do what's called an air of chatzeros, because it's similar to Shazer Abim. Again, we'll talk about it in the Secher's Erevin, unbelievable, in like a month and a half. So... So what is an Erev? So we are familiar with an Erev Tafshilin, right? We have something baked and something cooked, usually a matzah and an egg. So too, they would also make food. They would use food for this Erev, and they would place it in different houses. So when Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi got the Erev in their house, so Sharu Ilave, they would eat it. That's what they would eat with. Right? That's what they would use for a motzi. That's the challah they would use. Amri, they said, "Hol v'is avid bechada mitzvah." Since we already did one mitzvah with this bread, there's avid bechada mitzvah achrina, right? That you should. Well, let's do another mitzvah with it, right? Schar mitzvah, and a double kitzvah. All right. From Shkara Gadol Rabosim, we go back to the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening.